Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together a Psalter 233, the stanzas 1, 4, and 6. Bow down thy ear, O Lord, and hear, for I am poor and great my need. Preserve my soul, for thee I fear, O God, thy trusting servant heed. And what follows, Psalter 233, the stanzas 1, 4, and 6.
Thank you.
the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in 1 Chronicles 4, the verses 1 through 10. 1 Chronicles 4, the first 10 verses. The sons of Judah, Pharez, Hezron, and Carmi, and Hur, and Shobal, and Reai, the son of Shobal, begat Jahath, and Jahath begat Humei, and Lahad. These are the families of the Zorathites. And these were of the father of Etam, Jezreel, and Ishma, and Ibash, and the name of their sister was Hezalelponai. And Peniel, the father of Gidar, and Ezar, the father of Hisha. These are the sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephratah, the father of Bethlehem. And Asher, the father of Tekoa, had two wives, Helah and Naarah. And Naarah bare Ahuzam and Hepher and Temani and Haelhesperi. These were the sons of Naarah. And the sons of Helah were Zerath, and Jezoar, and Ethnan. And Koz begat Anab and Zobiah, and the families of Aharel, the son of Haram. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. Thus far the scripture reading. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing for the season. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, it has pleased thee in thy providence and in thy great mercy that in the middle of the week that we may come up to thy house, a day that has been set aside, which we call a day of prayer. We humbly ask thee, wilt thou make it for us and our children, that it may be a day of prayer, of humiliation, of repentance, and that we may be given to cry unto thee. And then on such a day, then it behooves us that we may humble ourselves before the highest majesty with an impression that it is all forfeited, all sinned away, all undeserved. We and our children are lying under the sentence of death. And then on such a day, And then it behooves us to confess our many and great sins before Thee as such a good doing and such a righteous God, O Lord. We and our children, we are transgressors from the womb. We transgress in thoughts, in words, and in deeds. We sin against the first table. We sin against the second table, secret and public sins, as sins of commission that we do, which Thou hast forbidden in Thy law, and sins of omission that we do not, what Thou hast commanded. Then we must confess that Thou sendest so many blessings from heaven upon us and our children, and that there is so little thanks among the children of men that ascends up into heaven. Oh, then we have to confess. We are so dependent upon Thee for everything, and we live so independently. Oh, then we have to confess before Thy holy countenance that of self, we are such a prayerless people, and that in our prayers, unless when Thou maketh it different, that what we confess with our tongue, so often 'tis not what lives in the heart. Ah, Lord, and then our only hope, that is mercy. Because our sins, we live in a time that it seems that sin is sin no more, and there is so little guilt and less repentance, that godly sorrow when poor sinners with bitter tears, with weeping and in supplication, with that sorrow that they have grieved Thee and are given to cry unto Thee, a people that cannot miss Thee, ah, Lord, then we have to confess that we abuse so much, which Thou granteth unto us Thy mercies. And when Thou withholdest blessings, that we are so quick to complain and to murmur, then what a belittling of sin there is, but also the belittling of the precious blood of Thy dear Son. Sins against the law and sins against the gospel, Lord. Then we have to confess that we are so busy building up our own kingdoms. We have a task to do here below, and so little exercises. Oh, it is true, Thou still as a remnant, but so little exercises, those fervent exercises, that wrestling at the throne of grace for the coming of thy glorious kingdom, Lord. Then we have to confess that the Pharisee is so much on the throne, and the publican in the back of the temple is so sorely missed. Ah, then thy people, what a living there is off of old manna, even when the worms have come in it, and that those new visits, that they are not so often. Lord, may on this day of prayer, may we and our children truly come in the guilt. And Ezra of old has declared that he has blushed and that he was afraid to look up because of all the sins of the children of Israel, even after they have returned from captivity. Lord, then our only hope and our only expectation for the season that lies before us, that is the multitude of thy tender mercies, that thou may remember us with the favor, and that thou bearest unto thy people. Oh, do grant that on this special day that has been set aside, that as a congregation, that we do not resemble that valley of those many and dry bones. But thou hast commanded to the prophet to prophesy to those bones. And then they began to tremble. Thou knowest most perfectly how it has been in each of our hearts in this week, how it has been in the night watch, how we have risen in this morning, and how we have come up to thy house, whether only form or duty or lukewarmness, or whether there has been a vehement desire to bow before thee, the Most High Lord. To whom else shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And to that end, thou hast exhorted thy church, call upon me in a day of trouble. And is it not a day of trouble when we have become so world-conformed, when thou holdest thy hand so still? But call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. May there have come up in this morning hour boys and girls, young people, middle-aged and elderly ones, with a true need in their heart for thee, the living God, not only for thy gifts and for thy blessings, we stand in need of them, but for thee thyself. Lord, we stand on the threshold of a new season. many concerns, many worries, many fears. The psalmist has declared, the Lord reigneth. Let the earth tremble. May we also be given to tremble because of our sins and the times that we live in. But thou art still mindful of thy church. We may still have the truth of thy holy word amongst us. Then in this day, then in a special way, we commend unto thee the mourning ones, widowers, widows, orphans, those that have brought children and other dear ones to the cemetery. Wilt thou on this day, wilt thou keep from rebellion, and a prayer unto thee, the living God, that thou may continue to help and to grant a little courage for the way. The temporal needs, they are manifold, but the greatest need, may there have come up a people with that need, bound upon the heart, a people that have cried unto thee mightily, for a blessing upon thy holy word in the season that is before thee, before us. Thou hast promised that it shall not return void unto thee. And for each and every one of us, then there is one thing needful. We are still upon praying, upon seeking and finding ground, the time when King Jesus is still gathering his church unto himself to that end. Wilt thou help, strengthen, and encourage the consistory who is sufficient unto these things. Grant official blessings. Grant personal blessings. May there be many Aaron's and hers. Help the family circles, father and mother, with the instruction of the children, and bless the instruction that may be given in our Christian school. May in this season, as the psalmist of old has declared, that it was the set time to favor thy Zion. May it please thee to pour out thy Holy Spirit in a richer measure. What shall it profit us not to despise the many outward blessings, but what shall it profit us if outwardly thou greatly blesses us, and we lose our never-dying soul? If it is the season that thou shalt send the angel of death to usher us into eternity, and then we are called upon to leave everything behind. Lord, concerning our many needs, concerning the many outward blessings, May we be humbled thereunder. May it be thy goodness that leadeth us and our children to that true, that sincere, that genuine repentance, the forsaking of sin, and the need to be washed in the precious blood of thy dear Son. We humbly ask thee, remember the family circles. May love abound between husband and wife, parents and children, where it is not so. Well, thou granted the repentance, and wilt thou keep and bring together what belongs together. Bless the labor of our hands when the seed hopes to be entrusted to the earth. May it please thee to grant warmth, moisture, keep from storms and destruction, that there may be food for man and beast, so far that it may please thee, a grand health and strength for the mind, for the body, that we may be enabled to perform our labors. Thou art also speaking upon the earth with sickness and the economy. May it bring us on our knees. May it please thee to continue to grant labors for the employee and for the employer. Wilt thou provide for our daily bread. We commend unto thee all the special needs, the sick, the serious sick, the mother in her weak and serious condition. We commend her unto thee for body and for soul, together with her husband, the family circle, an old father that has also received tidings of that dreaded disease in the past weeks. In this day to the hospital for further examination, we commend him unto thee, his dear wife, and the family circle. Remember all the sick, all the afflicted. Wilt thou remember the handicapped ones? Remember the elderly ones in the care home, with those that care for them, and were also the planned addition. May it all prosper in thy hands. Remember prodigal sons and prodigal daughters. Lord, may it truly be a season where many in the congregation, that they may be given to bow their knees, humbly in asking thee, with that true repentance, for thy blessing and for thy favor. May we be given to experience a rich season in the church in the latter days of the earth. Lord, we now humbly ask of thee for a few simple words to speak. And may this prayer day, may it be used, that thy kingdom may be extended the conversion of sinners, the uncovering of false foundations, but also for the instruction of thy Zion. Wilt thou take away everything that could be a hindrance? Wilt thou supply out of thy full storehouse? And thou hast declared in thy word that thou hast no desire in the death of the wicked, and that thou wilt be inquired of it of the house of Israel to do it for them to that end. Wilt thou grant a spirit of prayer and of supplication? Pardon us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 431, the stanzas 3, 4, 5, and 6. Hear, my children, hear, as saith the Lord who bore thee, and never serve nor fear gods of wood or stone. I am God alone. Worship and adore me. While we sing Psalter 431, the stanzas 3 through 6, there's one collection today. That is a collection for the operating fund, the Calvin Christian School. The Lord bless you and your gifts. in this morning hour, oh, with the help of the Lord. And then we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in 1 Chronicles 4, verses 9 and 10. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thy hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. Our text words speak of the prayer of Jabez with four thoughts. The first place, a prayer for a personal blessing. In the second place, a prayer for enlargement. In the third place, a prayer for the Lord's help. And in the fourth place, a prayer for holiness. The prayer of Jabez, a prayer for a personal blessing, for enlargement, for the Lord's help, and for holiness. Beloved congregation, the Lord has granted the privilege that once more we may have a prayer day. There are those in the midst of the congregation that were still in the land of the living the last prayer day, and who have went to eternity. And may it please the God of all grace to make it a prayer day indeed. Are there still souls in my midst that have come up burdened with the many needs, an impression of our sins, of our unthankfulness, and that we have sinned everything away, and yet a people that truly need the Lord, not only for his gifts, but they need the Lord himself. What a blessing when in a congregation among young and old, here and there, there is still a Jabez who has learned to pray and who may receive the spirit of prayer and of supplication. The Lord has a people upon the earth that learn that on such a day as this, that they need Christ Jesus, who sits, as we have heard, on the Lord's Day evening, at the right hand of the Father, and who prayeth for his church, whose prayers are always heard. And then our text words, and then we find it in a wonderful place in the Bible, among a list of names in this chapter, the tribe of Judah, the descendants, and the tribe of Simeon, and those chapters not so easy to read and not so easy to listen to, but what a precious gem and what a profound prayer that we find in the midst of those names. And now, in short, when we hope to consider that prayer of Jabez, and then we would do well that we may lay our heart beside that prayer, and that we examine each ourselves whether there may be a little resemblance. The disciple in Luke 11, verse 1, has asked the Lord Jesus Christ that he would teach them to pray. Of course, there can be the gift of prayer where the grace of prayer is missed. The late Reverend Bona, who was left many decades ago, he has even said in his time, still the administration of the gifts, the administration for the offices, but the administration of the Spirit is so missed, not to despise. What the Lord still grants unto us and our children has left many good things, many precious things amongst us and our children. But we need the work of the Holy Spirit in our heart. Then we read in our text words that the mother of Jabez has given him that name because she bare him with sorrow. It was not an easy birth. And that name that would remind mother of the sparing hand of the Lord, that the Lord has spared life and given life in former days. How many mothers died in childbirth in that respect? A blessing that there is a great increase in medical knowledge. If we had lived now 100 years ago, then there would be many children and older ones that would no longer be in the land of the living. Nevertheless, the mother of Jabez, we read that in John 16, verse 21, when a mother gives birth, there is sorrow. But when the child is born, then there is joy, and that sorrow is soon forgotten. The mother, father is not mentioned concerning Jabez. That name, sorrowful, means to be weighty. Then that mother, how long she has lived, we do not know. But then for Jabez, He has given much reasons for joy. I hope you also do that, boys and girls and young people, because there are many parents. Oh, it is true. The hour of birth, an hour of sorrow, but soon forgotten. And the mothers, many nights, many labors concerning their little child. But a smile makes everything good. But there are boys and girls, young people, that they become a sorrow to their father and mother when they become older, when they do not honor them, and when they go into the world. Shall you pray, boys and girls, that you shall never do that, and ask the Lord to help you, that you may honor them, can also be in school, when the students do not show respect and are not diligent. What a sorrow that can give to teachers when they go home at night. Can be for instructors in catechism class when the students do not put forth an honest effort to memorize their questions. What a sorrow that can give to instructors. But now we read of a Jabez that he was more honorable than his brethren, not by nature, through our deep fallen Adam, we have lost the image of God, come under his wrath, but it was by regenerating grace. What a blessing. When there may be those Jabezes, the family circle, in the church, in the school, in the community, who may be more honorable than their brethren. We have said that name also means to be weighty. We read of a city in 1 Chronicles 2 verse 55. Was a city of scribes. It is very well possible that that city was called after Jabez. What a privilege when there may be those Jabezes who may be profitable for their fellow man and concerning the kingdom of God. And now we do not read so much of Jabez, but we have his prayer, and a prayer that declares much of what lives in the heart. Of course, we can speak much with our lips that does not reflect what truly lives in our heart. There's a blessing when on prayer day, that the Pharisee may become a publican, the back of the temple, have a few publicans come up, and this morning hour, with a beggar's prayer, that you have cried unto the Lord, for that one thing needful, and for the blessings which we stand in need of in the season that lies before us. And then we read in our text in verse 10, and Jabez called on the God of Israel, not the God of Jacob, but the God of Israel. And we know when Jacob has received that new name, that was at Peniel and that was after Jacob in Genesis 32 verse 26, that he was given to wrestle with God. We read that the angel wrestled with Jacob, and to that end Jacob wrestled with the angel. And then Jacob, he was heard, and he has received that new name. As a prince, he has prevailed. Thus a Jabez, with an eye upon that mighty God of Israel, who answers prayer. And then how was Jabez began? That thou wouldest bless me indeed. Have there been a few oaths in this morning hour? I know of need. I know of urgency. Even an oath of faith. Cause in that first petition, then Jabez is declaring to his God that he is that greater Joseph. Storehouses so full, so able, and so willing to give, Lord, to whom else shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Have there also been a few oaths of unworthiness, an impression of our great and manifold sins? 'Tis so necessary, because I read in Psalm 66 verse 18, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not answer my prayer. May it please the Spirit to grant many oaths in this season. Is there a people that sometime cannot come so much further, but with a looking up unto the Lord, I know of great need. I know to the fountain, because I read in James 1 verse 17, that every good and perfect gift cometh from above, from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, nor a shedding of a turning. Blessed that people that may receive that opening to the throne of grace can be, as I read in Lamentations 3, verse 44, that the prayers do, that the Lord covereth himself as a cloud, that the prayers do not reach him. But oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. Does not mean that Jabez was only thinking about himself. Can't be times in the life of the church with an impression of their sins, unworthiness, impossibilities, riddles, perplexities, that there are times that they have more prayer for their fellow man than for themselves. But oh, in this first petition, then we can hear it. 'Tis all implied that a Jabez could not enter a season without the Lord's blessing, because I read in Proverbs 10 verse 22, that the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow to it. Oh, have our petitions resembled in a little way the petition of Jabez, boys and girls? How has it now been in this morning? A prayer day. Oh, have you asked the Lord that he may grant you that one thing needful, a new heart, that may fear the Lord, that may love him, that may hate sin, and that needs to be washed in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ? Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, that word indeed, that also has much to say. Oh, is it not implied? Because Jabez has learned the favor of the Lord, spiritual blessings, oh, not to despise on prayer day, what a concerns there can be in the hearts of fathers and mothers concerning the family circles, concerning the daily bread. Of course, boys and girls, your parents do not tell you everything, but what a concerns there can be. But now, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. That is a spiritual blessing, because that may be called a blessing indeed. When the Lord works lovingly and irresistibly by a spirit in the heart, that he draws by the cords of love, that he draws us out of darkness, and that we may come on the school of Jesus, that we may receive that only comfort in life and in death. And people, that is what we all stand in need of. We do not know what the season shall bring, the judgments of the Lord are hanging low upon the earth. The Lord is speaking by sickness, a great effect on the economy. The Lord has everything in his hands. But now that one thing needful, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. Has that become our prayer, congregation? Have you told the Lord, Lord, if it may now please thee to bless me outwardly, family circles, personally, but my soul is not saved. What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his never dying soul? To such a personal matter, we cannot do it with the grace of another. 'Tis a privilege and a blessing when in our forefathers there may have been or are those that may fear the Lord. And the Lord worketh from generation to generation, but it is a personal matter, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. That word indeed, they tell us that in the Hebrew language, that it points to an oath. And then they point us to the last verses of Genesis 28, where Jacob when he has fled from his brother Esau, and then where the Lord has given that ladder, oh, that is to be blessed indeed. Are there souls that stand in need of that ladder, that have learned because of my sins, there is such a separation that can never be bridged over, and yet of people that cannot miss the Lord. Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. 'Tis implied the oath. When a Jacob, when he has awoke from a sleep, and then he has poured the oil upon that stone, and then he has made a vow that if the Lord would keep, if the Lord will bless him, that he would give a tenth. No, not to do it in the way of business with the Lord, not to thank congregation on prayer day, if I now give a sizable gift to the Christian school, then the Lord will bless the family circle, give me large crops. No, but in a way of thankfulness. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits bestowed upon me? Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. That is a beggar's prayer. That is a prayer out of need. But that is also a prayer of faith, given to believe that the Lord is able and willing to supply all our needs, young and old. How is it now on prayer day? How do our prayers compare to the prayer of Jabez? May it please the God of all grace that is so needful. This dark and evil time where we have become so like unto the world that we may be found a praying people. Let us first sing. Psalter 31, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. Lord, hear the right, regard my cry, my prayer from lips sincere. Send thou thy approval from on high, my righteousness make clear. Thou in the night my heart has tried, nor found a turn from thee aside. Psalter 31, 1, 2, and 3. Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. In those words is implied a humble and a thankful heart that Jabez is given to acknowledge that all blessings, they come from above. And how many prayers, even because the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians has spoken of praying with the understanding and with the Spirit, but even in how many prayers, even with the mind, and then that acknowledgement of the Lord is so missed. That perhaps our prayers, you know, boys and girls, many times when your mother goes to the grocery store, and then she writes down a list of what she needs, is that perhaps an example of our prayers? Just our needs and no humility and no thankfulness even in an outward way. Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. And that speaks of a tender life, a close life, a dependent life. Then surely, then Jabez did not have an insurance policy for everything, where he secretly trusted, but Jabez was given to lay it all before the Lord. Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. Oh, what is further implied? And that first petition of a Jabez, that is the teaching of the Spirit. Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. How can the Lord now bless a son and daughter of Adam? Are there people that are burdened with that question on this prayer day? And in this passion season, that labor with your sins, the burden of transgressions and learning more and more, that the Lord is so just and the Lord is a people that learns to love that justice and in the further leadings to bow. Go lost under the justice. Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. How can the Lord now bless a sinner indeed? That is only through his beloved Son, whom he has sent upon the earth, who was humbled, who has declared, in Matthew 8, verse 20, the foxes have holes, the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath no place to lay his head. Then, boys and girls, then you still have a bed, right? A bed to sleep. Do you ever think, young and old, when we may retire for the night, what a blessing. The Lord still grants a bed and a pillow and a roof. And we may still have the precious word of God. Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. But then Jabez has further asked for the enlargement of his ghosts. in the context. And then I read in Judges 1, after Joshua has divided the land of Canaan by lot to the tribes of Israel, where they have fought many a battle, that there were still many Canaanites in the land. And those Canaanites, a chariot of iron, are the people that have much trouble with those Canaanites and with that triple-headed enemy. And then we read also in Judges 3, we and our children live not in an easy time. Many temptations. But if we think of the children of Israel, then I read in Judges 3 that he has left those Canaanites in the land to prove them whether they would walk according to the holy word of God. And then they were instructed that those Canaanites must be defeated. We do read of some tribes that they have put them under tribute. Also much instruction for us and our children concerning the internet, the new technology. May we be given to find what our hand finds to do. Filter accountability system has already destroyed many families and marriages already in the denomination. When we read that second petition, then it is a very broad petition, that thou wouldest enlarge my coasts. Then we may speak of family circles, where we read in Psalm 127, the verses 3 through 5, that children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb, that is the blessing of the Lord. The Lord remember barren ones and those that desire more children. The enlarging of coasts, that is a blessing upon our daily labors, that the mothers may receive help, strength, courage. In the family circle, the fathers at work, wherever they are called to be, the place where the Lord has placed us to labor, may we receive strength for body and for mind. When the seed is entrusted into the ground, who must make the seeds grow, boys and girls? With all the knowledge that man has upon the world, if we would now go to a scientist today and say, whoever it may be, can you now make us a little seed? Whether it is corn, barley, can you now make us one little seed that shall grow? And they could make one that looks like a seed, but if we would put it in the ground, it would not grow. Thus then we see the wonders of the Lord. For each seed that is entrusted to the earth, then the Lord must make it, as I read in Mark 4, verse 28, a root downward and a blade upward. Enlarge my coast. We read of an Isaac that he even received 100-fold. Oh, that thou wouldest enlarge my coast outwardly, May we be given to feel more our dependence. And may there be times in this season concerning the labor of our hands that there may be times that we may be given to see it. That is what I read in Luke 5 verse 18 of a Peter when he was commanded to launch out the nets again after a night catching nothing. And then the nets start to break, and then it is mentioned, and when Peter saw it. May there be those it's in our life, and those blessings that we may receive in a special way, in the way of prayer. But when we read this petition, it is a very broad petition. Oh, that thou wouldest enlarge my coasts. When the Lord converts, and when the Lord works, then that people have a desire. Oh, may it be given more in this season. Can be that later on it all becomes so quiet. But when the Lord converts, and he shows us our danger, traveling on that broad way, when we may see who the Lord is, when we may taste of the good things, the service of the Lord, then it is the vehement desire and prayer for the enlargement of coasts. That our whole family, the whole congregation, would be converted and to be given to bow and to adore that great and majestic God and be given to beg for mercy only possible through Christ Jesus, that thou wouldest enlarge my coast, that the labors in the church, in the school, in the family circle, that his word may be blessed, that the seed of God's word, oh, with the farmer children, if your father's a farmer and he has planted the crop, what does father, maybe sometime he takes you along, the whole family, that he says, let us go and look at the field that has been planted. And then what do you look for? Whether you see a little blade coming up. Is that also so in the church? Or do we still have expectation, congregation? Do we really believe that the Lord blesses the means of grace? Are there still a few souls that may have a promise in that respect? Then it shall grant exercises. But oh, that seed, that it may fall on well-prepared hearts. And then that little blade, those blades of godly sorrow, repentance, of love, of faith, and of hope, it is true. Those little blades, they must endure much, but the Lord, 'tis the Lord's planting, can never be destroyed. Oh, that thou wouldest enlarge my coasts. Think of Bethesda, that an addition has been planned, all included in this petition, that it may prosper in the hand of the Lord. If we think of our Christian school, a blessing, so many children, that the school, the Lord willing, in the future may be expanded to accommodate our children. And what else, congregation? What else do we need? We have students. We need room. What else do we need? We need teachers. May also that need be felt and laid before the Lord, that the Lord may supply our needs also in that respect, and more servants in the vineyard of the Lord. Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, that thou wouldest enlarge my coast. We must close for this morning. Maybe another time, the Lord's willing, we can continue. Because also those other two petitions for the Lord's hand, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, shows that Jabez, he had a deep impression of a sin. Oh, how many prayers are sent up to the Lord in our day, where there is no more ask for the pardoning of sin, but Jabez, a tender life. Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, that thou wouldest enlarge my coast. And how is it now on this prayer day? This morning I thought of Ezekiel 37, when the prophet was given to see that large valley with all dead and dry bones. Is that our picture, congregation? But then the Lord has commanded the prophet to prophesy. I thought those dead bones, when the sun shines, at least those bones still become warm. How is it now in this day, on this prayer day? But now when Ezekiel start to prophesy, then those bones start to shake. May it please Almighty God to be a prayer giving, a prayer hearing, and a prayer answering God. Are there still a few souls that you may believe heard prayers? Much freedom at the throne of grace. Perseverance granted, but no answer yet has found relief. Then continue to beg. How many in the scriptures we find with an oh, oh Lord, with impossibilities. Oh, if we think of Abraham, Joseph, David, and many more. Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. What a wonder. The Lord exhorts us in his word. Just think, congregation, if we had no place to go with our needs and with our sins, what it would be. As we read in Daniel 6, a command for 30 days forbidden to pray. How would that now go in picture mute? How long do you think you could hold it out, congregation? Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed and enlarge our coast. The Lord add his blessing. Amen. Let us close. Lord, may we be given in a very small way by the work of thy Holy Spirit. But all when thou truly worketh mightily with thy Spirit, then we shall be given to look unto thee, and with an impression of our sins and our unworthiness, to be given to look to that great God, And then we read in thy word that it is written, unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that ye ask or think, unto him be the glory forever and ever, O Lord. May it please thee to remember us and our children in the season that lies before us, and work mightily and lovingly with thy Spirit in the hearts of young and old. Ah, may thy kingdom come and thy name be glorified. Ah, then we have heard it, that a Jabez was given to ask many and great things. And then as that great and almighty God, then thou was granted all that he has asked. Lord, wilt thou keep us in this day? Wilt thou keep us from harm and danger? And may it please thee to return us in this evening hour. Forgive us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 61, the stanzas 1, 3, and 4. Should be Psalter 6. Psalter 6, the stanzas 1, 3, and 4. My righteous God, who oft of old has saved from troubles manifold, give answer when I call to thee. Be gracious now and hear my plea. Psalter 6, 1, 3, and 4.
Thank you.
receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.